Jim, and good morning, everyone. As we're getting ready here for the graveside services for Scott R. Lisey, and the funeral services, or the procession, is just making its way here to the Woodlawn Cemetery right now, as the family and pallbearers are here, and also many of Scott's coaches, friends, players that aren't able to be here today. We're hopefully you will be able to listen to the broadcast here on KBRX, and they are just pulling into the cemetery here, as we would expect. What would have been a huge crowd, a smaller crowd due to the fact of the coronavirus and COVID-19 situation and not allowing here. But we do have people lining the roads here, staying in their vehicles. The pallbearers are out as they are just getting ready now to take the casket out of the hearse, and family members obviously are out here as well. And then we will hear from Pastor Myron Buller with our message this morning. We've got a very windy day here at Woodlawn Cemetery in Atkinson, so they do have the tent up that'll allow the family members and pallbearers to get inside the tented area there out of the wind, and we should be able to bring you a fairly good broadcast here. Might have a little wind noise in the background at times, but it should be okay for you now, as they are waiting just for the rest of the family to get here and get out of their vehicles, and then the pallbearers will be bringing the casket, which they are unloading right now, and they are bringing the casket out to the tent area here for the cemetery and the plot. Again, like we said, we've got sunshine here in Atkinson, but winds are really blowing out of the northwest here, up to 30, 35 miles an hour probably. So right now the pallbearers are bringing the casket out here, and we'll get our graveside service underway here from Woodlawn Cemetery in Atkinson. He's on the, his funeral plot is here on the northwest corner, I believe. Yep, the northwest corner of the Woodlawn Cemetery. And like we said, we do have some friends, family, and those that are unable to attend the service in person listening in their cars this morning, so we hope you are able to get our message this morning, as right now they are moving the casket into the tented area there, and we'll get ready to go here with our service, graveside service here from Woodlawn Cemetery in Atkinson. I'm unable to see what's going on, so we have the microphone going, and we'll get the service on here on KBRX. And of course, Scott, a KBRX sportscaster, so we're glad to be able to do this. And we know with the travel situation, trying to minimize travel and all that, we're hopefully this will make it a little easier on everybody and get to be a part of the service. Pallbearers are all spaced about 6 feet out apart from each other. And we're ready to go here with our service, I believe, as Pastor Myron Buller will be leading the service. And like we said, very windy here at Woodlawn Cemetery, but the sun is shining. And again, they're getting things situated in the tented area. And Seeger Funeral Home in charge of arrangements. And they're handing a few papers out here to the pallbearers, and then we'll get our service underway here from Woodlawn Cemetery. And again, like we said, we've got a very windy day here. Of course, Scott won his battle against cancer on April 6, 2020, when he passed away. And just prior to that, we had a huge caravan of cars, over 170, over 200 cars, made their way past the ranch out north of Atkinson, showing support for the family. Like we said, they're getting things underway, so we're just about ready to go, and Pastor Myron Buller will start off our service here today. And they're just getting Family seated, I believe, in the tent. And we'll be ready to go.
Under here a little more.
This is fine.
And again, we're here at the northwest corner.
I want to greet all of you in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Savior. The Savior who bled and died and gave His life for ours. We're about to celebrate Easter. And though we're here for a very somber occasion, very sad occasion, let's not forget that we're here because of Jesus and because of what He's done for us. And we're trusting that those of you who are here today and those of you who are listening have acknowledged that Jesus died for you and He paid the price for you, and that this Easter season will be very meaningful because of that to you. We're here on behalf of Scott Lisey. And I've been told quite often this is not a funeral. It's not even a graveside service necessarily. This is a celebration of life. And it's intended to be that way. We'll cry some, and we're hurting, but we're celebrating. Because Scott, in his own words, said, when I asked him, "Are you following Jesus? Are you walking with Jesus?" Scott was very quick. He said, "Yes, and I know where I'm going. Hallelujah." So we welcome you this morning. This will not be long. This will be brief. But at the beginning, let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning in pain. We're hurting because we've lost a husband. We've lost a father, a son, a son-in-law, a grandson, and a dear, dear friend. But Father, we want to recognize all through this short service that Scott is not here. He is with you by his own confession, not because we think he's in heaven, but because of his own confession where he said, "Yes, I am trusting Jesus. I am walking with Jesus." So we're here in pain, but with the full knowledge that he is with you. And we thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. For the blood of your Son that makes this all possible. May this service comfort us in some way, and may it be pleasing to you, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing the song, "Abide With Me."
Fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. Other helpers fail and comforts flee. Help of the helpless, O abide with me. Swift to its close ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dimmer, glories pass away. Change and decay in all around I see.
All our changes, the world I live.
I'd like to share a scripture with you this morning. It's quite familiar to most of you, but it's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Now we know that if this earthly tent that we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling. Because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan, and we're burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling. I'd like you to catch with emphasis the last part of verse 4. We do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose, and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Please don't miss that. The mortal is swallowed up in life. And that is what Jesus intends for us today. Not death, not sorrow, but life. And I would share here, because I don't have it anywhere else, Scott told me last Wednesday, a week ago Wednesday, he said, yeah, about 3 days after I pass away, he said, I'm going to pull up an easy chair, and I'm going to get me something to drink, and I'm going to sit back surrounded with the glory of God, and I'm going to listen to you preach. And he said that jokingly. We're going to have a service later. I'm not really preaching today. But Scott is enjoying this, folks. We're going to quote the Apostles' Creed this morning. The Apostles' Creed is a testimony. Some of you will know it by heart, some of you don't. Those of us here have it printed. But it's a testimony. So much of our world says, oh, that faith is it's for sissies. It's for those who can't stand on their own. Well, I'll testify that it's not for sissies. But the Apostles' Creed is a very good testimony to what we believe. And we're going to recite that together. And if you need to, read along. If you know it by heart, say it with us. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead and ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We're going to sing the song, Here I Am, Lord.
Thank you.
There are times in our lives when, like this, when there are simply no more words left to say. There are times when we cry ourselves out of tears. There's just no more tears left to cry. I say that only to acknowledge the pain that you, Scott's family, are facing today. Our pain is intense. But let's not forget that the pain is ours. It's not Scott's. And we know we will see Scott again if we are walking with Jesus when we leave this life like he said he was. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, brothers, we do not want you to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. I've been in a third world country and where we have seen a funeral procession. The country I'm talking about is heavily involved in voodoo. And I've seen the funeral procession go down the street and the wailing and the screaming and the crying because there was absolutely no hope. None. But we have hope. Brothers, don't grieve like those who have no hope. We still hurt. Our pain is almost unbearable. But even the pain you're experiencing today, God has promised to be your strength and to walk with you through this dark valley. When I'm hurting like this, and occasionally it happens for all of us, the verse that I go to in Scripture is the shortest one recorded. It's in John chapter 11, verse 35. Two words. Jesus wept. Jesus, the Son of God, the Creator of everything, cried. You may all know this, but Jesus was approaching the tomb, or at least was heading for the tomb of a dear friend. And he stood outside the tomb, and he knew that in the next few minutes he was going to raise Lazarus back to life. And so it doesn't make sense to me that Jesus would have spent time crying when he knows that Lazarus is going to be raised to life again in just a few minutes. And so I'm challenged with the fact that Jesus was not crying because of Lazarus' death. He was crying because of the intense pain that sin had brought to his perfect creation. He created this world perfect. There was no pain. There was no death. But because of sin, universal sin, our own sin, because of sin, there is death. I picture Jesus standing right in this tent. I picture him standing beside Mary and the entire family. And I picture him right now with tears rolling down his face. And he's saying, Mary, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Wilda, Daryl, Rick, Nancy, I'm sorry. Psalms 30, verse 5 says, weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing, people, rejoicing comes in the morning. Jesus will carry us through this. He has before, and he will again. And as we rejoice with Scott this morning, our pain will become less. We rejoice with those who rejoice, the Bible says. And so this morning, let's remember in our pain to rejoice with Scott. Rejoice as he enjoys this service in his easy chair. Can you picture him drinking his beverage? I can. Makes me laugh because of the way he told it to me Wednesday. It was laughable. And so we rejoice in that, even though our hearts hurt so badly. There's a scripture that I have always had a hard time understanding. I'm getting closer to understanding it perhaps, but I'm still working on it. It's in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. And that's the part I struggle with. For the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And I believe what this means is that Jesus did not dwell on the pain. He did not fix his eyes on the pain, but on what was beyond the pain. His faith in his Father led him, helped him through the pain that he was about to endure. Nehemiah 8:10 says, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." The joy, not the pain, not the suffering, not the agony of our Lord, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now this is taken out of context some, but the truth remains. The joy of the Lord is and will be our strength today. And so we come to this point. Scott used this body as long as he could. And it was when it was no longer usable, he left it. And that's all we're left with is a body, because Scott has moved. And since our bodies were made from the ground, that is where they go when we're done with them. God ordained it in Genesis chapter 3. He said to Adam, he said, "Until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." And so this morning we commit Scott's body back to the ground in the name of the Father and the name of the Son and in the name of the Holy Spirit. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, as I said earlier, words fail us. Hugs can only do so much. As we walk away from here, there will still be pain. But oh, the joy. Father, I pray that you would just flood our souls this morning with Mary and the children, for parents, grandparents, all of us as friends. Flood our souls with your joy this morning. Let the world see what a Christian looks like in pain. Father, may we be a testament today to your strength, to your glory, and your joy. We lift the family to you. Be to them whatever they need on this day and in the days that are coming afterwards. We ask it in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Join us together as we sing the doxology. God, from whom all blessings flow, praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Leo Seeger there, wishing everyone and thanking everybody for coming and letting you know that there will be a celebration service later that we can all attend. We thank you for joining us this morning here on the radio for the service of our friend Scott Lisy, who has won the day. From the Woodlawn Cemetery for KBRX, this is Scott Posey.